Lime, duh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's do it again, baby. Hello.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Woo. Woo.
This is hot garbage.
Oh. A little bit of the bubbly.
Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling podcast, a podcast where comedians dissect wrestling to an unhealthy degree. I am your host, the host with the most viral stand-up about professional wrestling, Dan Black, a.k.a. Donsky Blackamora, a.k.a. Donnie Capri from that time I went to Italy.
Being prepared for a night she'll never forget.
AKA the modern day goof and spoof. Ha Raja. Coming at you like Cleopatra. Baby, baby. Gabba, gabba, wee.
Gabba, gabba, wee.
Yeah. Gabba, gabba, wee.
Gabba, gabba,
wee.
Gabba,
yeah. This girl, she's mine. And hop, hop, hum. She's fine. What up, Jabroniacs? We're back in action for your satisfaction with all of our spicy, spicy, muy, muy, muy caliente wrestling reactions. And let me tell you, we're kicking it old school again. It's just me and Nasty Neumannhagen, so let's not delay. Let's not take a detour, maybe a hot guy detour. Although, this is a hot guy I'm about to introduce. We were just discussing off air about his ability to pull off the mustache, which not all men can do. I know I can't. I don't even grow a nice mustache. Many women have told me. I thought that was offensive. I don't know why they did that. I didn't like that. But they didn't like what I had to offer in the mustache department. Yeah. And that's how it goes, folks. Nasty Newman in the house. What up, bro?
How about it? I will say this. Only when I am thin do I wear the mustache. When I'm
really?
Yeah.
Are you thin right now?
I mean, comparatively speaking.
You think
yeah.
You're thin right now?
Yeah, comparatively.
We got to talk out fair.
Comparatively to my when I'm not thin.
Yo, Newman, are you aware when you're thin and when you're not thin?
Yes.
Okay.
And right
I
now,
have a thing where, like, sometimes. Right now, you're thin?
Well, not as thin as I want to be, but thinner. Like I said, I'm taking long view of my life. I'm thin right now.
Taking a little hot guy detour talking about Newman, who I consider to be a hot guy. You know?
I appreciate that, but it does not affect my hot guy stock at all. Your opinion.
Well, that's
you know what I mean? Thank you.
Shame.
Thank you. But
shame.
Like it's not gonna move the market.
Okay. All right. Well, you heard it here second, folks. Newman doesn't care that I think he's a hot guy. Now,
I do care that you think that. I'm just being honest about its ability to affect, you know, reality.
I posted a video of Nicole Byer, by the way. Let's just plug that. Nicole Byer episode on Monday sesh. Me talking to Nicole Byer out now on the main feed. I know we missed one or two bonus episodes, so you guys got that instead. And the bonus episodes will be back next week. Patreon bonus episodes will come back. Tulose's move will be done. And we will be ready for the go-home show for Double or Nothing. And speaking of Double or Nothing, we will be having a CalZoom Thunderdome on May 30th to watch Double or Nothing together, which I think everyone will be extremely pumped about. That's going to be a good time. So that'll be an extra Double or Nothing bonus for you guys. Also, the Cal Movie Club, I mean, the Patreon, there's so much great content in there. Patreon.com/comedianswrestling. Cal Movie Club will be coming back on Monday. Monday sesh will be next week, but it'll be on the Patreon. We'll be a Cal Movie Club episode. We owe you guys like 8 more of those or something. And it's going to be, we're watching Cosmic Sin. It's a movie that stars Bruce Willis and Lana, the wrestler Lana, CJ Perry, if you will. And I will. Anyway, posted the video of Nicole Byer from the podcast saying that, I showed her a picture of Randy Orton and she was very into him. If you watch it, almost an orgasmic response to Mr. Orton.
It climbs.
Yeah. She's just like, it's pretty fun. I liked it. But then I did get called out being like, hey, because I said Nicole wants to bang Nicole Byer. And then someone was like, hey, is it Nicole or you? You know? And I was like,
you know, ¿por qué no los dos? Right? Why not both?
Absolutely. Absolutely, folks. Come at me, Randy. I'm always looking for my first gay experience.
Always.
Gay.
It's something you're always looking for?
It's something that I'm always
always like a good deal. Like,
absolutely. If the listen, I'm not gay at all, but if the right deal comes along, you know. What are we talking about here? I think we have wow.
Shame. Shame.
Yo, by the way,
that's a segue right there.
Speaking of Hoobastank, you can tell we're in wrestling lull times, daddies. I mean, I have my least amount of notes about wrestling on here that I've had forever, but we did watch WrestleMania Backlash, and there is a lot to say. But before we do, we did have a pretty lengthy discussion about the Stank off air. And as people know, this podcast did begin as both a wrestling fan podcast slash Hoobastank fan podcast hybrid. You know, I was trying to corner that market, and you know, over the years the Stank has kind of fell off a little bit, you know what I mean. I say we start crawling in the dark, talk a little Hoobastank.
All right, let's do it.
Coming at you, everybody. Hoobastank crawling in the dark off their sophomore record, self-titled. All right, so Newman.
Yes.
In my EverQuest right now, what's really going on here? Just to give some context, is you know, I'm juking the buys. I'm working out like a lunatic right now, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's what I do. I don't know what you want from me, you know. But that's when I start really getting into like what music gets me going.
Yeah,
and that has nothing to do with quality. Mm-hmm. That is everything to do with, I don't know, flipping switches. It's more of a flip switch than anything. Now, for me, you know the kind of music I like to work out to. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of whiny whites, I call it. It's a lot of white guys with a little emo, guys who one girl broke up with them. And it's defined them for a decade. If you understand?
Yep.
They dated for 3 weeks. They shared a donut.
Yep.
And now all of a sudden, they're four records deep about Delilah. Okay?
She made his toes curl once, and now he can't shut the fuck up about her.
She gave him one pity bang after the donut.
Right.
And all of a sudden, she's got four EPs that she's trying to just be married to some accountant in Scarsdale. And she's like, this guy keeps writing about me. I gave him one pity fuck. I don't even understand. Oh, you hurt me so with the donut cream. Newman, what would you like to respond?
To your whiny music? Yeah, I mean, you need to, like, I don't. That's not what gets me pumped. What gets me
Me either.
Is you know, I like really heavy. Like the thing is, like the metal that I would listen to if I were working out is not the metal I would listen to all the time. It's like this, like it's called deathcore or brocore or gymcore. Like there's an actual like genre of metal called gymcore. Yeah, because
that
like,
is that what skillet is?
No, that's dumb. Okay. That's bro step.
Bro step?
No. Skillet? No, I'm thinking of Skrillex. Skrillex is bro step.
That's bro step, yeah.
Bro step, by the way, is... So dubstep is like English EDM, and it has sometimes, some parts, it has like a breakdown. The American version of dubstep is bro step, and it's nothing but the breakdown. That's why it sounds like that.
Dubstep is electronic metalcore.
Right. But in America, it's like... It's all the breakdown. like in like Brit, like UK dubstep has the breakdown as like a crescendo, but like anyway. So I listened to really disgusting deathcore like shit, you know, like
Cannibal Corpse.
No, that's death metal. So like deathcore combines death metal and hardcore breakdowns.
And hardcore music.
Right. And so bands like
Chelsea
Grin and like Acacia Strain and fucking just disgusting metal because it has like a tribal.
Wait, what's disgusting about it? Can we get a taste or no?
I mean, do you have your shit hooked up?
I got my Spotify up. I want to hear what's disgusting.
All right.
Here goes the monetization of this episode, by the way, folks. So go to patreon.com/comedianswrestling.
Yeah, play. So the band's name is Osiah. So Osiah.
Osiah?
Yeah.
I see him. And then they basically, their logo is essentially just the Undertaker's logo. Yeah.
So then play the song Eye of the Swarm.
The Eye of the Swarm. Oh, it's a bee sting.
I'm going to tell you. Okay, that's not how
it sounds. He's got no idea what he's in for.
The Eye of the Storm. Here it is, everybody. Osiah. All right.
Eye of the Swarm.
What song should I play?
Eye of the Swarm.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. It's number five. This, by the way, these guys have such a low amount of listens on Spotify.
Yeah.
Like, it's like They're Eye of me. The Swarm has 40,000 listens. Now, every song I hear at Spotify has like 4 billion.
Yeah, because you're in the top 40. You listen to that kind of shit.
Oh, how dare you? Don't talk about Fall Out Boy like that. All right. All right, everybody. We're listening to Osiah featuring Ben Duaire and the Eye of the Swarm coming at you, everybody. Gabba Gabba Wee. Fun fact, this music's been described as disgusting by Newman.
Pump an iron.
This will get you, this cranks you up. Do you like a little demon voice in there? Oh, you're a sick fuck, bro. What do you like, put on nipple clamps for this? Oh, God. This is barely music, Newman. Oh, my God.
Come on. Come on now.
Oh, my God. I mean, we should juxtapose that with something I listen to for the gym, everybody. Coming at you, everybody. Evan and Jaren, crazy for this girl.
No.
Everybody. God, yo, I got to tell you something about this song, actually. Evan and Jaren, these guys, two nice Jewish gentlemen. Yo,
how does this? What zone do you get in?
That's not a gym song.
Okay,
that's
good.
A random song popped in my ear because I was having a conversation with Shebs about that this song because he discovered that one of these guys is they made this song, and then one of them became a manager and was Kevin Spacey's manager. Jaren. Just a Jaren. Fun piece of trivia. So that's why I was in my stupid list here, and I just thought it'd be funny to play. No. Wow. I mean, dude, that's hardcore. Here, I'll play you. This is like kind
of
gym
shit. Do you see why I describe it as disgusting? Like, I don't mean like, I mean disgusting as a term of endearment, but that's.
Oh, yeah. I love that. You love that. I feel like I need
to. You should show him Slaughter to Prevail.
it's fine. You need like when I'm working on, I need like, I mean, obviously I'm more of like a pop guy than you are, you know what right. I mean? But like I like it to have, you know, like Chop Suey's like my zone, right? Where it's like
amazing workout.
It goes
album.
Hard, but then it, you know, but then
toxicity.
It has the emo part. You still, there's still like a whiny white element, you know what I mean? Of a
they're not white, but it's fine.
Yeah, but if you say in your heart forsaken me, it's, you know what I mean? You might as well be talking about the donut, Delilah donut, right?
You don't, no, he's singing about, I mean, come on. Father, into my hands I command my spirit. It's
Father,
biblical.
To my hands I command my spirit. All right.
It's Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Here's this band. From the Bible. They played this song in my gym, and I was like, yo, this song gets me so pumped up. No, not that. This is Fall Out Boy. But that's not the song. It's by Pop Evil. You ever heard of a band called Pop Evil? You know who they are?
Mm-hmm.
And this song's called Waking Lions, okay? They play this at my gym, okay?
All right.
Okay. Coming at you, everybody. So this is like the version of your music that I can tolerate.
Her little squeal.
Hold on, did you fuck up?
This isn't bad.
Yo, this is hard to me, bro. Okay, wait, I gotta cut to the chorus part, okay? So I'm working out, the song's whatever, doing nothing for me, you know what I mean?
Halftime feel, right? Now.
Okay. And then right here. Oh no, they're gonna do another. Wait for the chorus, okay?
Ben's trying to explain a breakdown to us.
What?
He's trying to explain what a breakdown is, that's what he's about to do.
Yeah, I don't know how to describe music, I don't know what to say. Okay, here we go. And then I'm like, yo, I got nothing left. I got nothing left in the gym. Except for when this happens, and then I crank out, pull up, bro! Yeah!
Yeah. Okay.
Yo, all right, Newman.
This song's definitely getting, this podcast is definitely getting flagged.
Yo, wait, so what do we do?
Whatever, fuck them.
It's fine, it doesn't matter.
It's fine, yo, it's fine, everyone. Just well, don't, no, everyone let's, Venmo
let's,
me.
Let's not play with, let's not insult them, but you know.
We're not, we would have
we
to be
We love
monetized.
You, YouTube.
We would have to be monetized first.
Listen, at right, Dan exactly. Black Attack, yeah, yeah. Venmo me $1 because we lost money on this episode. Listen.
See, but Dan, I hear that. We'll get back to Hoobastank in a second, but I...
Will he?
I think so.
We might have to put the Hoobastank again back on the back burner maybe for a little bit, you know?
I hear that. I don't hate it, but I would be like, I would just rather listen to like Killswitch Engage because that's like the better, that's like the sanitized version of
Killswitch
Engage.
Yeah, this is a little Fugazi Switch Engage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, folks, I also listen to a fair amount of wrestling music in the gym, which is great, you know? Because you can hit me even with like a Shinsuke, you know, like a song like that. It's just like, I don't have that anymore.
Yeah, see, because I need like that part that you like of that Pop Evil song, like the breakdown, the heavy part.
Yeah.
That's what you need when you're exercising, because then you lock into that rhythm, that like the da, 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 you know, whatever it is, like that four count.
The thing is, the interesting thing is like, the wrestler's probably fucking... they probably had this down to like a science, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Some people working out to like techno, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If techno is doing it for you, you're not working out hard enough.
Dollar
you know what I mean?
Sandstorm.
You need to get angry. You need to, okay? You need to be ripping yourself up, okay?
Right.
All right, what are we talking about? Let's talk about wrestling. What do you think?
We were talking about Hoobastank, but we'll get back. Well, next week, maybe.
I think we should switch over, which we need a song for. Head on over to Meme Corner. Should we head on over to Meme Corner?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Well, this will be the placeholder meme song.
You like their memes. You think they're funny. You post them on the Facebook group. Look at this meme. It has a cat. And the cat is eating a taco. It's a funny meme.
Go. Yeah, Newman.
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels does a dance. I don't know what this pod is today, folks.
Yeah.
But Shawn Michaels, my favorite thing Shawn does is this move, but I don't know if I'm doing it right, but like, you know, he goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. What is that?
What that is that is Shawn Michaels, despite being a physically gifted athlete, like a lot of wrestlers, not being able to dance. like a lot of wrestlers.
Yeah, it's like, he's kind of looks like
they all do the same dance. Look at Triple H. Look at AJ Styles. Look at any wrestler who's ever danced.
You seen these guys dance?
Besides the New Day, right? They all do the same like salsa cha cha dance.
Yeah,
always.
Like that Trump dance.
All that's what they do. Look it up.
Remember
look
the Trump,
up any
Trump?
Any game, any time, any wrestler in any ring is dancing. They're doing this move.
Oh, we got video. Wait, yeah, yeah. Can we see it?
What is it? That?
Yo, Phil, can we get the when the this one? Wait, you know, what's he doing? He goes. Oh God, wrestling's the best. It's like so funny because, you know, like I don't know, you know, you have a combo of people you try to explain them wrestling. We always talk about this, and then you're just like. I don't know what to tell you. It's just shit's the best. Like, it's ridiculous. It's like, I just don't. I have nothing for you. I don't want right. to tell you. Like, I just, you seen enough. It's if a you, good time.
Look
These
at
are
it.
Grown men. I mean, Shawn Michaels is like 55 years old, still right. enters to this.
Oh, oh, shit.
I've got the looks. Oh my God! What a clown! Can we have this move? This one? I said chill. We get him entering at like 12 or something, like one of those early manias, you know. All right. Anyway, let's move on to meme corner. What do you say, Phil? Let's go on to meme corner. All right. So I'm describing these wrestling memes. I follow so many different wrestling groups and whatnot, so I see these memes, they pop in my feed, they make me laugh, and then I've been sharing them on the show, and then you guys have been telling me it's your favorite part of the show recently, so you know what? Let's keep doing it, especially in lull times. But we upped the production value this week, daddies. Phil, so let's see. I don't even know if these are good or not, but let's just look at them. Just throw them up. Just throw one up. Phil, what is this? Oh, shit. When you finally talk her into watching a pay-per-view and a former world champion gets eaten by zombies.
Amazing.
The best is, so I don't even know how to describe this. So the picture they chose is like, it's clearly like a husband and wife or some kind of couple that with child. Well, not, no, they have a child. The woman's not with child. She's right. holding a child.
She's with a child.
She's with a child. And she's holding it, and she's also has her bags packed, like almost like this looks like she left him because he likes wrestling too much, but then he came back because her therapist was like, maybe you should get into his interests. You ever think about that? Like, you know what I mean? Maybe it's not for you, and maybe he's not
maybe
making
his love
a living. Yeah.
Is wrestling.
Right. But then she makes a look on her face. Like, it almost looks like she might be leaving again because the pay-per-view was so bad. She has such a face of disappointment. It's like, I can't be with you, loser. I can't do it. It's pretty funny. But we should just use this as a segue to talk about that moment while we're going through Beep Corner.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, what I like about this is that it can be read two ways, right? It's either that
right.
somebody who thinks the zombie gimmick was stupid, right? Or somebody who thinks the zombie gimmick was great can relate to this meme because it's kind of like you finally got her to watch it and you understand that it's kind of stupid that zombies ate somebody, right? But like you accept it. She, however, is like, this is it.
This is
enough.
And his arms are out and he goes, it was sponsored content. You know,
yeah,
like it was
commercial.
It was for a commercial for a zombie movie, you know,
right.
Which, by the way, is a great defense of it, but ultimately falls flat. Like,
right.
I don't know how to feel about this moment on Backlash, but I rewatched it because I was like, I just got to see these zombies again. And you're like, it is like, oh, it's for the zombie movie. I have two problems with it, though, which is like it does kill the whole reality. Like, you can't just have zombies show up. You can't just have zombies show up on the show and then eat The Miz. He was the champion like 3 weeks ago.
Hard disagree.
Okay. It's just so silly for me. But here's what, and then here's my other problem with it, and then you can go. It's like, my other thing is that Damian Priest, he's just, he's so all over the place that like adding him with the zombie thing, it's also confused me more about his character, you know?
Right.
So that's all. But like, it was fun. And you know me, I'm like, whatever. It was a good time. It was fun, you know? But it's like, I don't know. It was almost too fun for me.
I mean, look, like, what are we saying? Like, people got some, like, there was, I think it's David LaGreca. I think he's like a wrestling journalist. He had a fucking,
my Facebook friend.
He had
don't
a fucking,
talk shit about him.
He was like, to borrow a phrase from Michael Cole, apoplectic about this zombie gimmick.
Yeah.
Talking about how he deserves better than this.
Who, Priest?
No.
Or Miz?
LaGreca as a viewer deserves better than this zombie gimmick.
Nah, that's a little too far for me.
I draw the line always at any consumable content at, as the consumer, you don't deserve anything. You have no say, you have no right to dictate how the content you consume willingly is produced. You have nothing. So no, you don't deserve better. You don't deserve worse. You have no connection to this besides that you consume it and that's it. I thought it was funny. Reality of wrestling, who gives a fuck? We let so many other things slide. The only problem I had with it was that it wasn't just something they did. It was a commercial for another thing, right? Like, that's the only ding I can give it. If this had just happened for no reason on Monday Night Raw,
you would have liked it?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it's not my style, but it's not my style, but it's like, because my biggest beef with it is that it ties into no character. That's my thing. It's like, if you have a spooky boy, then I'm all down for it, right? And so if you have, let's say this was Bray Wyatt, and he brought the zombies out, right? Which I know is kind of not like, doesn't perfectly align with his gimmick. But let's say it was The Fiend. Then he called all the zombies on it. You'd be like, oh, that makes sense, right? And then he eats Miz, and then Miz changes or something from that. Then that's fun wrestling.
Right.
I guess my issue here is just the skin of it. Because it's like, I think about it, like, it's in the same show as like that Ziggler tag match, which is like just classic good wrestling match. You know, the Dominic, you know, like that, then you're like, well, this is just two different realities, which is like, okay, but it does throw you off a little tonally. But I, again, the fact that it was sponsored is what made me not care that much. I was like, oh, it's first show. It's like, I don't know. That made me not hate it that much. I was like, oh, that's kind of fun. Because I was worried at first that this was just for fucking Damian Priest. They're going to throw like him. He has a zombie horde now. It's like, oh, he's an archer from Brooklyn, right? Like, you know what I mean? But yeah, it was fun. It's not, if someone liked it, I don't care. That's how I feel. If someone liked it, I don't care, you know?
Right. I mean, I feel like it's 2021. We should be past having a fucking shit fit about something we don't like happening on content that we consume.
Right.
Don't watch it.
Yeah.
If it's that big, you know what I mean? Yeah. Exercise your, you know, free right to not watch it.
Let's go. Luke Sheffield sleeping in the back here.
There he is.
let's go to the next meme. Yo, this is more hustle porn than a meme because we were talking about this. It was like, this kind of pertained to something we were talking earlier, but I was like, yo, The Rock gets me. I don't normally respond to hustle porn. You know what that expression means? It's just like,
the
Gary V's. It's like the guys who are online just being like, work your ass off every day, like fall asleep on your laptop. If you're not lifting weights and also writing a novel, you're a pussy, like all that shit, you know?
Dan, hear me out. What? Look, hear me out. What? Imagine you had $10 million. I'm going to give you some financial advice. Imagine you had $10 million.
I'm imagining.
All right. You know what? Forget it. Imagine you had $100 million. Okay?
Okay.
10 times that amount. You take 90% of that and you invest it in a stock that's going to give you a 300% return.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you make money.
Oh, okay. But then how do I know? How do I know what's going to happen? Okay, but how do I know what's going to have the that kind of return?
Well, look, let me start again. Like, imagine you had $400 million.
Okay, just a different amount of money. Okay, you're just changing the variable, I guess.
Right, but you had $400 million.
Right, before I had 10 million.
And you want to be rich, right? You want to be
rich. Yeah.
So you take your $400 million that you already have,
right,
and you invest all of it.
And I already have $400 million, right?
You have $400 million, but you want to be
rich. So I'm already rich, right?
Well, you want to be rich.
Oh, okay.
So you take that, all of it, and you invest it in a cryptocurrency.
Right.
Like Askcoin, right?
Right.
And then when that blows up, now you have $1 billion.
Oh, right.
Now you're rich.
Okay. All right.
And now you're not working for anybody else. You're working for you.
Now, do you have any charts? Do I need to follow any charts or something?
I got charts up on my screen right now. You see that? That's some charts.
Yeah, see, I'm mostly seeing your logo. It seems like you have your initials, kind of like in like a cool stamp, and it feels more about you than actually what you're trying to teach me. I don't know.
No, you see this? Charts are made of paper.
Oh,
this is the paper that I deal with.
This is just money flying.
This is my paper. So all you need is for to get started,
right,
on being self-starter, entrepreneur.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on, yeah.
Right? $400 million. That's it.
I don't have that.
It sounds like maybe you don't believe you have that, and that's a limiting belief.
The scarcity mentality?
You have a scarcity mentality.
Ugh, everyone's so gross now.
You're like, oh, I don't have a $400 million. That starts here.
This Rock tweet that I saw, Tim just looking like an absolute stud, you know?
Yeah.
It says, don't work 8 hours a day for someone else's company, then go home and not work on your own goals. You're not tired. You're uninspired. And I was like, yo,
you know what,
magic.
To give him credit,
you know,
this is actually not bad advice.
No, it's pretty practical. And the thing is that it comes from The Rock, who I have a deep trust for. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I love that.
The only thing I would change, though, is like, don't go work, because like, it's not just 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
Right. It's probably closer to 10 to 11 hours a day, like when you factor in commute and all that. So like, it is a little bit different, and you can't just, when you are locked into this system of wage slavery, it's hard to just like go home and do your own thing, right? But this is good advice, because it isn't a lot of times it is a lack of inspiration. Like, you don't feel you're not jazzed by anything going on around you, but it's because you're caught in this cycle of working. So it is good. Okay. I give this an A minus.
Yeah, I like it, because it's like, it's kind of like, you know, it's he's not being like, quit your job, throw your fucking kids in a river. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's just saying, find it. You know what I mean?
All right, Dan, imagine you had two kids.
No, it's enough. Next slide, please. Next meme, please. It's enough. Okay.
I mean, this is straightforward.
This is a straightforward meme. It's just Edge all upset, full wrestling mode, wet hair, hysterically upset after getting pinned after a match. It says, when you check your bank account after spending a night at the strip club. I mean, look, a classic one. There's definitely a funnier thing to say, but it's more about how great wrestling visuals work for memes. You know what I mean?
Here's what I would change this caption to. Same
what?
Picture.
What?
When the nasty riff comes back, but slower.
Oh, yeah. That's great. That's, well, for this one, since it's Edge, I'd be like, when you play the Spotify version of Metalingus and it doesn't have the cool drums from the version he enters with.
Right. Or when they think they know you.
You know, the first thing that came to my head, I'm not sure how funny it is, but it's when you check the mail and then you realize it's a vacation, it's a holiday, it's a national holiday.
That's a funny juxtaposition. That's a good one, because it is like, who gets that bummed out about that?
All of a sudden it's like Flag Day. Yeah. Like, oh man, I thought I was getting mail today.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that came to my head. That's my first draft on this meme.
Sometimes, you know what, with memes, first draft is usually the way to go.
This is the way to go. All right, next meme. This is
10 out of 10.
This one's for WrestleMania 14. 13? 13. Well, no. 14. Stone Cold, no, with DX. This is Shawn Michaels versus Austin Stone Cold. It's two panel. First panel, Shawn Michaels smiling, getting ready for the match. It says, me enjoying my weekend. And then Stone Cold gives him the finger. And Stone Cold, and then his face is now all of a sudden stressed out. And Stone Cold is labeled Monday. This is perfect. It's this like, is this is perfect 10. Using wrestling. That's hilarious. Me enjoying my weekend, Monday, boom. Shawn. Because wrestling's so expressive. That's what's so good about it. So you're like, they're playing to this big crowd. So then it works really well for me. That's a fun one. I like this one.
Yeah. The only tweak I would make is make it a little bit more specific rather than Monday. Like, cause really that bummer feeling sets in on like Sunday night, right? Where it's like, it's now past the time that it would be if you got home from work on like a day that you work anyway. And so now it's just a regular work night. So like, I would maybe make that Monday more specific where it's like Sunday 7 PM or something. That's my only tweak. Next meme.
I like that. Okay. This one is really funny. You can't tell from it, right? But it's got Beyonce, and it's got the lyrics to that song, Girls. And it says, it's got a picture. It says, 6 writers, 4 producers to make this song. And it's all the lyrics. That's like, who run the world? The girls. Girls, we run this motherfucker. Who run the world? Girls. I can't even read it, but it's all those. That's the full lyrics to the song, right?
Right.
Then the next thing is Steiner, baby. Cutting a promo with the chainmail on his head. 1 writer, 1 producer, and then it reads, I can't see it, it's too small. Phil, you want to read it?
Here we go.
See, normally if you go one-on-one with another wrestler, you got a 50-50 chance of winning. But I'm a genetic freak and I'm not normal, so you got a 25% at best at beating me. And then you add Kurt Angle to the mix, the chances of winning drastically go down. See, the three-way at Sacrifice, you got a 33 1/3 chance of winning. But I got a 66 2/3 chance of winning because Kurt Angle knows that he can't beat me, and he's not even going to try. So, Samoa Joe, you take your 33 1/3 chance minus my 25% chance if I was to go one-on-one, and you got an 8 1/3 chance of winning at Sacrifice. But then you take my 75% chance of winning if we was to go one-on-one, and then we add 66 2/3%. I got 141 2/3 chance of winning at Sacrifice. Senor Joe, the numbers don't lie, and they spell disaster for you at Sacrifice.
See, this is a great meme.
Steiner math is so fucking funny.
This is a great meme because it is a meme nested within a meme. Because the Steiner math meme is a meme in and of itself.
Yes.
And it's being used to create this meme. Which is normally like some boomer meme where it's like, it shows like Led Zeppelin lyrics. This is amazing. I love this promo. Is maybe my favorite promo of all time.
It's so fucking funny and it's hilarious. So compare reasons. It to Beyonce lyrics. Ridiculous dig.
All the way down to the numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
And they spell disaster.
All right, next one. Do we have more? I think I got more. Oh, man. Me takes out the trash once. Me to my family. Acknowledge me as your tribal chief. Oh, that's a simple one, but all acknowledge me tweets, memes are good by me. All right, next. We in the WWE think that the audience are quite frankly tired of having your intelligence insulted. And then it's the zombies eating Miz. What was he in this? This was in referring to the blood and guts match, right?
No, this is the...
Oh. No, I'm saying this quote, is WWE... Oh.
No, isn't it? It's when he's announcing that wrestling's fake. And that it's sports entertainment.
Oh, yes, of course. This is the WWF quote. Yeah.
Right.
That's funny. It's just that. I mean, that one was fun. It's fine. We already talked about this. All right. Any more? I think that's it, right?
That's it.
All right, cool. Good. All right, let's go. I want to run through the next piece of news that we got to get to, which is this huge news, probably how most wrestling podcasts will start their podcast. But
is it that Eva Marie is returning?
Well, the evolution is already upon us, all right?
I know, but people still, it's still a hot headline.
AEW's second show is called Rampage and will be on TNT beginning on August 13th. The show will air on Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Dynamite and Rampage will both be moving to TBS in 2022. AEW will present quarterly special events similar to Saturday Night Main Event on TNT in 2022. So AEW is fully going to TBS, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. And but they're going to have stuff on TNT. TBS is a way bigger network than TNT, right? Like TBS seems like they sink way more money in there.
Yeah, I mean, same.
Am I wrong?
It's all Viacom, baby.
But like TNT, does TNT even have like original shows? Is it Viacom? No, it's Warner, right?
Oh, it's Warner. You're right.
Yeah.
Duh.
I guess TNT has, I don't know. I never know the difference between a TNT, a TBS. Like, it's always clear because they have network TV where you're like, all right, it's NBC or it's USA. But I never understand the difference between a TBS, TNT. Like, what are they trying to accomplish with these, like, Warner brands that no one really knows the difference between? Am I wrong? So, like, changing their channel, what does that even do? Like, what are we even, I don't even understand totally, but, you know?
Yeah. Because everybody, if you have like basic cable, you have both of those channels.
They're right next to each other, right?
Right.
What does it say?
Turner.
Yeah. Sorry. I said Warner, but I meant Turner. Right. Or what I said, Warner Brothers.
But Turner is owned by Warner.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know what I'm talking about, folks. But yeah, so AEW's second show begins August 13th. Pretty exciting. Are they going to keep Dark going also?
No idea. Probably.
Right. So they'll be having a lot of outlets for wrestlers over at AEW, you know? Mm-hmm. Pretty interesting.
Do you think they're expanding too fast, too soon?
I don't know.
Seems like they might be.
But what I do know is that they're already selling tickets for live crowds. People are going to be hot to trot to see live shows, you know?
Right, right.
So it's kind of cheap TV, to be honest. That's the thing, is that like these live shows, they probably tape Dynamite and Rampage in the same show. Probably make a 3-hour show. They're taping the first hour as Rampage, you know? And then you're kind of, you know, that's like television that you're already, what is your cost to keep everyone an extra hour? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's probably a good deal for them to make more.
Rampage is going to be on 10 p.m.
on Fridays. It's going right after SmackDown.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It seems like a weird time, like too late.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no thought on this at all except for just more wrestling. I barely watch anything when it's actually on, so I don't even know. I don't know the difference between networks, if that's even a thing anymore. Like, it's like these networks operate in a way that you're like, you're kind of just like, well, we're still doing it this way? All right, fine, you know?
Because I'll tell you, I think when things open back up again, the people who would be watching wrestling at 10 p.m. on a Friday are going to be the people who would go to that show live. You know, because people are going to be trying to be part of like these like big events now that like when we can. So I don't know. We'll see if that pays off.
We'll see. AEW numbers have been going up. You know what I mean? They're getting over 1 million views and stuff. I just don't know what kind of numbers you need. And it's why the combo is always kind of boring to me. I'm like, fine, just make it. And when it's done, I'll be like, it's over. You know?
Right. Right. Yeah, I just don't. I think like wrestling, I mean, all TV ratings are going to go down in a couple months.
Right. It's going to be, interesting. Anyway, let's talk about one thing from Backlash, and then I want to get to a couple moments before we get out of here. But like, so I thought Reigns-Cesaro had a fucking killer match. I rewatched it. It's exactly what I was just like, yo, this pay-per-view is just good because of this match was a great time. Mm-hmm. Reigns just chokes out Cesaro. They're pulling in the Jay Jimmy storyline into it. They're pulling Rollins into it. Just a fun, messy time over there, you know? Mm-hmm. And two dudes just like beating the huge guys, beating the shit out of each other. And some great, you know, with some technical wrestling in there as well. I thought it was awesome, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And then like, you know, not to skip to the end, but like Cesaro like came across as like a Terminator robot, like that just couldn't be put down, and like pulling Roman's hand away from like that chokehold in that last second, but then it wasn't enough. I had this really funny, like Marky thought I was watching when I was watching Backlash, and it was like Roman backstage talking to, it's Jay, right? And I had this, I was like fully knowing that it's not real. I was like, man, I hate how Roman talks to him. Like, I was getting worked so hard. I was like, man, he really disrespects him, and he's just trying to, like, help.
He's such a prick now, Roman. Like, you see him when he's on the Stairmaster. He's cutting promos, you know? And he's like, don't even talk to me. You know, like, it's an archetype that I didn't know I needed in wrestling, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And which is, like, just, I don't know. He's almost like a, I don't know how to say it. Like, he's like a fucking cool athlete. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, you're like, he's almost like, feels like he could be in the NBA, you know?
For sure.
Like, you know, I mean, yeah, it's really great. I want to move on to something that's going to bring a bunch of different conversations in, but I want to approach the podcast a little differently this week. And I'm doing a segment called All the Small Things. Okay? Inspired by Blink-182, another great gym band.
The original Whiny Whites.
The original Whiny Whites. It's true. But there's a couple of moments that I know. This week, it's weird because, like, it's lull time, so I'm not as invested in the stories. And, you know how you feel about wrestling in this time, you know? Mm-hmm. So what I tried to do is I, like, found, like, small things about the show that are, like, just all – these are, like, all positive good things, you know, that are things to, like – if you really did pay close attention, you'd see there are, like, some great wrestling moments happening. And so I'm going to point them out, and we can use them as jumping off points. But, like, here's one thing that's really cool. Speaking of the Reigns-Cesaro match is, okay, here's a moment where, like, I had these moments where I go, like, oh, man, I love wrestling. It's so cool. So cool. Yeah. Cesaro was going for a sharpshooter on Roman Reigns, and Roman's shoulders were down, and the ref started to count, okay? And Reigns knew to kick out, you know? And you're like, man, that feels like so risky to me that, like, Reigns wouldn't feel it. Also, if you're the ref, you could easily miss that pin, right? Because he's just going for a sharpshooter. But it was his, like, shoulders were down for a while. And I was like, man, that's like the shit in wrestling I love. Like, the rules matter so hard, you know? Like, my big peeve and everything is, like, when someone dies and they come back to life, I'm always just like, ugh. Always like, you know?
Right.
And you're like, well, the rule is, like, death. That's one of the rules here, you know? Like, the rule's like, yo, his shoulders are down. We know it's a scripted. We know what's going to happen, but his shoulders are down, so I'm going to count it, and we hope that he doesn't miss this pin, you know?
Right.
Great small moment that I dug. Okay. During the Ziggler tag team match with the Mysterio brothers, Ziggler goes for a tag at one point where he kind of – it's unnecessary in the sense that he didn't need to do it, but it looks awesome. Mm-hmm. He's going for a tag. He does, like, a full jump to tag, like, just to sell it as hard as he can, like, just like acting like he couldn't just reach him and hand him. Like, he does, like, just a like a diving for a, like, a social like a Secret Service agent going for a bullet to right. to tag him, and it looks awesome.
Was it a hot tag?
It I don't remember the moment, you know, but yeah, right. Sure, it was a hot tag. Yeah. I'll label it that, but I don't remember because I just remember being like, oh, what, that was just fun, you know.
Right. But was it like one of those, like, where it's like,
it wasn't like you were waiting for the tag to happen for a long time.
Oh, okay, got it.
It was just kind of like the distance felt like, why not do a cool jump?
Got it. Okay, yeah.
You know, and just make it like it's TV. Why not make it look cool and cinematic, you know?
Right.
But I don't know if it was a full hot tag. All right, here's another small moment. Okay, so a match no one's talking about, AJ versus Elias, you know? Yo, AJ Styles goes over Elias' shoulder, like Irish whip over the head, you know? Mm-hmm. Flies. Like, he takes a bump, you're like, he lands on his, I'm like, wow, he must have fell from 10 feet in the air onto the mat. Because AJ's so athletic and so, like, he times, if he's helping you out, he's timing it so well. He made right. Elias look like he was, like, a superhuman thrower. Right. Another small thing, AJ had stubble this week. Mm. Non-dyed stubble. Just curious to people, I thought it made him look younger. I thought it made him look better.
Was this on Raw?
Yeah, it's on Raw. Yeah. That's a part. This is all the small things, folks. All right, small moment. Even though this has been working in RK Bro or whatever, right? But, like, Randy and Riddle, they have a, at the end of the promo, they did a whole segment. It was fun. It was funny. I liked it, you know? Like, Randy, Riddle's trying to get Randy to, like, get along with people, and he's like, I don't want to, you know? And then at the end of the segment, Riddle's like, listen, bro, look, you know, and then Randy's like, ah, shh. And then they just have, like, an awkward stare down But they're not even staring. Riddle's not even staring at Randy. He's just like, and it's, and they just keep that. And I'm like, please, please don't say another thing. And then they don't. They just walk away from each other. It's a real awkward, douchey, silent moment. It's like Riddle has that almost like that. In sometimes in South Park, they like randomly turn get people's heads. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like that. It was like.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Really funny, really fun segment. Alexa Bliss. She did this segment that with Tamina and Natalya, who won the tag titles. Congratulations to them. And the segment's whatever, but Alexa's acting is so fucking fun and good. Like, she's so good in this segment. Everything down to, like, her eyes. She, like, sells the fuck out of talking to Lily, the puppet, you know? And you're like, all right, whatever, the segment's okay. But she just, like, made it work. She's so talented, Alexa Bliss. That's a great segment to check out.
Yeah, she's the best.
All right, I got one more. So Lashley wrestled Kofi Kingston in the main event. Lashley runs Kofi into the turnbuckle so hard. Like, so he they're on the outside. He's got him up in torture rack position. He just like smashes him into the turnbuckle. You're like, wow, let's know that had to kill. And you're like, these guys are wrestling for nobody, you know? And these are, that's it. That's my list. I made this list. These are some awesome moments in Raws where you can get caught up in the fact that like you're not feeling it right now, this and that. But these performers are going all out still right now, you know? And it's cool to notice how much these guys really work their ass off and give a shit, including the ref catching that pin, you know? Mm-hmm. The Ziggler jump, AJ making Elias look awesome, throwing him over his shoulders, Riddle leaning into his goofiness, Alexa just killing this character they're giving her, even if it's not like the most engaging right now without Bray. And that's it. And then Lashley is, do I love Lashley? He came out with women. Would I prefer if he like even looked at the women and maybe sold the fact that all that he like wanted to be around women for this segment? Yeah, that would be good, but... Ultimately, a lot of good stuff going on here. So I think that's how I want to cover wrestling this week. That's all I want to do it. We focused more on, yes, memes. And, yes, workout music, did we? But there's a lot of cool shit happening. I hear these A&E documentaries are fucking great, and I have not seen any of them yet.
Oh,
there's Stone Cold one. Yeah. There's a bunch of different ones, but I'm going to start watching those and talking about those here. And, but yeah, so, I'm going to watch those. We'll talk about them, but anyway, that's it. All right. Newman, anything else you wanted to cover?
No,
I got to get out of here anyway.
Yeah.
It will make my life easier to leave all you folks now, but listen, everyone, the Nicole Byer episode's out right now. We'll be back next week before before Double or Nothing with the bonus episode, and we'll also have a normal pod between them, and we'll be doing the Calzoom Thunderdome for Double or Nothing on that Memorial Day Saturday, I believe it is, on the 30th. The Cow Movie Club will come out next Monday. Our Monday session will be on the Patreon. We're talking about Cosmic Kill or whatever it's called, the Lana movie, Cosmic Sin with Lana and Bruce Willis, which has single digits Rotten Tomato score. That's gonna be a good time. And hey, everybody, keep watching wrestling. Kisses. Cheers up.